My mother shared with me over Easter that she's been propositioned at the supermarket. I did laugh. She then went on to claim singles and those looking to swap partners are using fruit to pick up lovers. Now, apparently it's true. There is a secret love language that exists in supermarkets. I had to get to the bottom of this. Karen Chapman, dating coach, good morning.
Good morning, Kim.
Are you aware of the bananas being upright, suggesting you're single and in the market?
Yes, yes, I am aware of that. There's a few different ones with different fruits, but, you know, it's something that I suppose might be gaining popularity, but you've got to know what means what.
Well, you do, because apparently if you put your pineapple in upside down in your trolley, you're letting everybody know that you're open to swinging.
Exactly, exactly. You wouldn't want to do that by accident.
So how do these sort of secret love languages begin?
I think it sort of starts on, you know, rumours, and then someone will do a TikTok about it, and then it just gains in popularity. But, of course, some know what's going on, but others are clueless. And, of course, one of the things is putting a peach in a man's trolley. So apparently if you're interested in someone, you're supposed to put a peach in their trolley. Now, if he doesn't know what the heck's going on, he's going to be thinking, what's this strange woman putting a peach in my trolley for? What's going on here?
Exactly. And that is, yeah, if you put that peach you write in that trolley, that's saying I'm interested in you.
That's right, which if he knows the code, that's fine. But if he doesn't, he's going to think you're a lunatic.
Are there any other fruits involved, or are we strictly dealing with bananas, pineapples and peaches at this point?
They seem to be the favourite at the moment, but I think it could be a dangerous thing if we start going down towards some other fruits and vegetables. So who knows what messages we could be sending out.
But... Well, as a dating coach, do you think this is kind of a cool idea? Does it really matter whether you use bananas to find the love of your life potentially?
I think that you've got a narrow marker if you're going to do that. You're much better off if you're seeing someone that you like in the supermarket, asking them about something in their trolley or asking them about whatever it is that they're looking at. And, you know, so maybe they're looking at cheese and say, have you tried that brand before? Or so striking up a conversation about something that you've got in common in the supermarket is going to get you far better results, I feel, with a broader range of singles. So
that's what happened to my mum. She was looking at 6 loin lamb chops and she commented that she couldn't really justify spending the money on the 6 loin lamb chops. And the guy next to her said, oh, we could go halves. She said, I don't think my husband would like that.
See, and at least by approaching it that way, then the person that they've approached have got the opportunity to respond in that manner and sort of basically say, hey, I'm not single, thanks anyway. And I think that's a good thing. But I've been approached myself in supermarkets before.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Do tell.
I was in the lineup once and, you know, just waiting with my little group of groceries, and a guy started chatting to me and, you know, do you always use this supermarket? Do you live around here? By the way, can I get your phone number? And I was sort of like, oh, this is awkward because no, you can't. But now I've got to still stand next to you in the line here. So
that is very awkward. I mean, points for trying though, right?
Exactly. That's what I thought. And I actually did say to him, look, you know, thanks so much. You know, I've got a partner, but good on you for being brave enough for approaching someone in a supermarket and just putting that out there. So
yeah.
Don't let this no put you off.
Well, that was nice. You could have said, do you see any bananas in my trolley?
Well, I could have. This is true.
And he may not have known what you were talking about and probably would have run away.
Exactly. Or took it completely the wrong way and thought I was interested. Who knows?
That's true. Now, as a dating coach, what trends are we seeing? Are we moving away from dating apps?
Yes, a lot of people are really finding that they're fatigued from completely, you know, immersing themselves for hours, looking at all these different photos, reading all these bios, but then not actually connecting or having a result. So a lot of moving away from that and trying to more organically meet people in person, not particularly at dating events, but they are becoming more popular. But even, say, joining a running club or something else that you've got an interest in, so that at least then you've got a topic of conversation that you can break the ice, because I think a lot of people have problems with communication and talking to someone that they don't know yet And at least if you've got something in common, there's a conversation starter there that makes it easier.
And are you noticing any ages too? Because across the weekend, and indeed for the last couple of months, there have been lots of conversations about grey divorce and people that have been married for 20 or 30 years getting divorced. They just find that they have, you know, nothing in common. So are you seeing an increase in the age of people looking for partners?
Absolutely. And in fact, I work specifically with people that are over 40, that have had some relationships before, that don't want to repeat the past, but have not really got an idea of exactly who they are and who would match with them. So that's, you know, a big growing market that I think more people are getting help because they just don't want to waste their time now. They realise time's precious. I'm not going to waste another 5 years with someone that I'm not actually compatible with. Maybe I need to get clear on who that actually is before I start looking.
Always interesting to chat about dating and the secret love language that is fruit at the supermarket. Really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kim.